Hutchinson, Kansas, the home of NJCAA basketball, T-Bird National Final Competition. With the ball, Lackey on the left side to Perrin, top of the key as they set it up. Perrin almost fouled again, as Green has real quick hands, can get him in and out. But long shot, Lackey just off the mark. Here's a tip, no good, underneath by Cutchell, and Lake City will bring it down. With the ball is Don Jackson, a real scrambler at 5'10". He and Perrin are going to really have it out tonight. Here's Abe Stewart, partially blocking a shot by Quarles, but it still goes in. And it's 7-5, T-Birds trail by 2, and they bring it down, 16:45. First half of play, Sawyer Strip Mart scoreboard, Perrin across the midcourt line, Cutchell at the post, to Lackey, back way out on top to Perrin. Perrin bounce pass to Smith, Smith loses the ball and call for traveling. Couldn't get the handle on it, and with a 7-5 score, Lake City leading by 2, bring it down. We hope you're enjoying these live coverage broadcasts here on KATI of all the T-Bird National Finals games. Jackson, long jumper, it's short. Look at Bob Lackey. Much to the crowd's delight, going way high. Pass down court to Cutchell. He drives, shot up, and no good. Fighting for the rebound, tip in Stewart. But it's tied up again, 7-7. Late for feed and equipment scoreboard showing 15:50 remaining first half. Perrin checking the screen, taps the ball out of his hand. But Green picks it up, gets it into the big man. He drives and hits. That's Brian Westover, 6'8", for his first two-pointer of the night. Two-point lead again by Lake City. Perrin across the midcourt line. T-Bird setting it up to Lackey on the left side to Cutchell. Back to Lackey. Lackey now drives around the top of the key on the dribble. Gets to Perrin. Here's a long one by Buki. It's short. Off the mark. Westover rebounds, and Lake City will again set it up as the T-Birds go down court. Get that defense ready. Jackson now with the ball. We note that Smith, Walt Smith, has switched men with Pookie Perrin. Well, I tell you, this Lake City ball club, they're quick. They'll jump in front of a man, plant their feet. About 2 seconds after the lane is clear, it's blocked up. And that's the second offensive foul of the night. One on Abe, and the other, of course, on Lackey. Now Conradi takes the breather. Pookie Perrin goes back in the T-Bird lineup. 15-8, 7-point lead, Lake City. 12 and a half minutes remaining. First half of play, Al's Window and Home Repair scoreboard. SKPI Casper, the new voice of the T-Birds, Barry Wakefield with you tonight, along with Gene Boatwright, Don Dundas. Jackson dribbling, gives off to the big boy, Westover. His shot on the way. It's no good. Underneath, the shot by Quarles, no good. A block in there by Stewart. And Smitty comes up with it, passes down court to Lackey. Lackey with the ball to Smitty. Smitty can't get the shot away. Now here's Abe underneath. Spin around jumper, left-handed, no good. Tip by Lackey is good. Let's see if it counts. So the T-Birds still trail by that 7-point deficit. Jackson brings it down. The Timberwolves, team that knocked off the big number one team in the country. Jackson shot on the way, bounces around and in finally. T-Bird fans, the red and white, Hepsters down on the floor, the cheerleaders trying to fire up this T-Bird ball club. Here's Perrin, pass down to Abe Stewart at the free throw line. Doesn't take the shot, gives it back out to Perrin. Disciplined T-Bird club going for the good shot. Stewart with the ball, back to Perrin. And Lackey wants it. Let's see what he's going to do with it. Loses it on a bad pass partially, and a nice defensive move by Westover to Lake City, and they've got the ball.